And speaking of Turner Gill, he will be one of the featured speakers on stage tonight. We are very happy to be joined on the AM 590 hotline with the former quarterback and coach himself. Turner Gill is joining us. And first of all, Turner, I mean, welcome back to Nebraska. I know this has got to be a fun night. And I heard that you, Irving Fryer, and Mike Rozier have not been together in the state of Nebraska to kind of reminisce, but have you guys had a chance to talk over the years at all?
Oh, well, we've been able to talk on the phone there periodically, but I would say all three of us together, that has not occurred. So, I mean, whether it's phone calls or in person or whatever. But we've stayed in contact briefly throughout all these times. It's been a long, long, long time, that's for sure. So we're excited. I got a chance to spend a little time with each other today, this morning, a little bit, this afternoon. And so it's just great. And we appreciate the foundation there, Nebraska Grace Foundation, putting us opportunity to get us all together.
Now, I know you guys probably are saving the better stories for tonight, right? I mean, you guys didn't waste all the stories reminiscing. I mean, all the big ammo is going to be tonight, right?
Well, I'm sure there'll be some very good stories, no question about that. So we're excited just to be amongst the great Nebraska fans and just enjoy our time together as really friends and fellowship with each other.
Well, I got to ask you, too, I mean, kind of taking a different role. You've been a coach for so long. Just tell us about what you're doing these days and how life has been for you.
Well, obviously, a year ago, as some may have heard, that I had decided to retire from coaching at Liberty University there. And 2018 was my last season coaching. And in 2019, I was able to spend in July, May, I started at Arkansas as the executive director of student athletes and staff development, really having life skills with the student athletes and then also being able to help out with the coaching staff and through my experiences and trying to help them deal with different things that are going on in their lives, both on the football field and off the football field. With Chad Morris, the former coach there at the University of Arkansas, and being able to enjoy that experience there. So as of right now, actually the contract is going to be coming to an end here shortly to be at Arkansas. So I'm starting to kind of see what God has in store for me next as we move into our next journey, my wife, Gail, and I.
You know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but, I mean, just kind of being out of coaching here for a year or so, is that something that you do kind of miss? And, I mean, have you kind of made peace with, you know, not being involved at that level?
Well, I'm at peace. I'm at peace with the scenario as far as coaching on the football field. God has a great plan for us, and then I'm going to spend more time with my family and with my wife and our two daughters there, being in somewhat closer area to where they're located, and we're trying to work those things out at this point in time. And my wife is doing better with her health, and doing okay. And so I just think during the time, I don't have any regrets as far as stepping away from coaching. And as I say today, I'm still planning on to stay out of coaching and still maybe want to be around it. But we'll just see how things go in the future. God has great plans for me to continue to help young people and all people through the life of sports. And also through everyday life, and with God willing, we'll continue to do that.
We're talking to one of the best to ever put on the Nebraska uniform, Turner Gill, joining us. He's going to be here for the Celebrity Sports Night, and I know a lot of the conversation tonight, and when Jim Rose is facilitating everything with you guys, a lot of the conversations will be about just how prolific of an offense that you guys were a part of. But when you do kind of think back to this trio, I mean, what kind of things, and even maybe some of the stories sort of come to mind when you do think about, you know, how really special this trio was?
Thrilling, excitement, just was an exciting and fun time to go to practice every day. Because there was a lot of fun, joking around, seriousness, but there was just a variety of things that went on even within us players and even with our coaches. Staff. And again, as we all know, it's always nothing like winning and having fun with people all across the world, all across the country coming together. And obviously the fans are just tremendous, and to be able to play in front of them. And again, it was just great to play with so much talent. And it was just a lot of fun. Those are the things that come to my mind right away, is just the thrill and fun, excitement, and ready to go to work every day as far as they're playing a game of football in front of the best fans in the world.
When you guys were really running a lot of the option-based offense, too, you're going to have to remind me at that time. I mean, was that still kind of considered to be a pretty new thing, and there was only a few teams that really kind of mastered it the way you guys did?
Well, I think there's other teams running the option, but I think the biggest thing that made it different and unique, we did it out of the I formation. People were still doing a little bit of what they call the two-back, or we call the Houston Beer. People were doing that, or they were running the wishbone. So yep. People were running the option game, but nobody was running out of the I formation. That was basically unique with Tom Osborne and his offense was being able to do that. I also want to mention that, really, Tom had the RPOs going on while we were playing. We didn't have a whole lot of plays, but we had two or three plays which gave you that run-pass option. For example, a lot of people, they were familiar when I had the reverse pivot, a turnaround, kind of a spin-around type of a play that we ran, and the first option was to run the football and with the double option of whether I would keep it or I would pitch it to Rozier. And then we added the run, the pass option off of it was Irvin was running a slant pattern, or he would run a hitch, or he would run a takeoff, or he would run what we call a slant go. Some people use the term slant, sluggo. So I would read the safety, and it's no different than some people now run the run pass option. They read the linebackers. We read the safeties, and if the safety came up, we threw the slant behind him. It's no different than now they run the tight end or slot position where the backer steps up, they throw the quick little pop pass to him. So Tom Osborne was doing the run pass option back in those days. And that's what we call it. We didn't go to the PO, but it's what it was called. It's a run pass option. So I want to add that in there that really this stuff here that's talking about run pass option stuff was happening way back in the 80s.
Turner, I know you probably get a chance to pay a little bit of attention to what's going on in Lincoln and with Scott Frost now entering his third year and really trying to get things going again. I'm not sure if you get a chance to have a lot of conversations with him, but just your overall feel for the program now and where you think it's headed.
Well, I think he's the right guy for the job. I'm about that, and I'm excited to see the things here that are going to happen in the future. And I think there are some great players that they have. Again, I don't know all the deep details and can't get all the names and all that, but just
sure.
Read a few things here and there just because in my last year and a half, I was a little bit able to this last year to do a few more things than I did 30 years ago. The last 30 years that I had to run my own football team. So I'm excited for him, excited for the fans here in Nebraska, and hope to see things get more in a bowl games periodically here as we go to the next season and obviously have an opportunity to be in championships in the Big Ten Conference.
You had a chance to not only play it at such a high level in Nebraska, but also coach some really good ones. Between all of the very prominent quarterbacks that you had the chance to be around, whether it was Tommy, whether it was Scott Crouch, I mean, the list goes on. Is there one that you would say, boy, as far as competitiveness, if the game was on the line, boy, this was a guy that was tough to beat. And it's probably tough when you start thinking about all these great quarterbacks that you were around. But was there one that you said, boy, give him the football because things are going to happen?
If I had, I really would. My whole life, every one of them were tremendously competitive that I coached being there from 1992 until 2004 or so. And they all had their uniqueness competitive. That's why they were so much of winners. If you had someone that had a little bit over the edge, per se, was probably Tommy. And practice-wise, was very intense in practice, very intense in scrimmages, very intense in games, obviously, to himself and to his own teammates. And so he was driven to get the best out of himself, but he's also driven to get the best out of his players. Scott Frost was very, 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 very competitive. Eric Cross was competitive. Eric Cross was more of a quiet guy. Scott was a little bit of quiet, but he also could speak out. Colin was a lot more vocal than maybe all the other guys that I had. Jamal Lord, I mean, he was really a really good football player and all those things, the quarterback position. So, again, it was unique. It was tremendous. And obviously, Coach Osborne did a fantastic job, along also with Coach Solis, too, during those time periods with Eric Cross.
Turner Gill, again, one of the great Husker quarterbacks in program history. He's going to be here at the Nebraska Greats Foundation. A second annual Celebrity Sports Night with Irving Fryer and Mike Rozier. Turner, really appreciate you spending some time with us today. We look forward to seeing you out here.
Well, thank you for having me on, and to God be the glory. And everybody have a blessed day, and appreciate the support for the Nebraska Greats Foundation.
Thanks so much, Turner.
Bye-bye.
You know, TJ, one of the things, the reason I ask Turner Gill about, you know, if you made peace with kind of being away as a coach, we've heard it. I feel like we've gotten a few calls before, too, because we remember really that emotional exit that he had at Liberty where he decided to step away to spend more time with his wife. She was going through a couple of health challenges, and it's great to hear that she's in a better place right now. She's doing better in that right now, which is awesome to hear.
Yep.
We've had people chime in and say, hey, you know, is Turner Gill ever going to maybe have some kind of involvement with a Nebraska coaching staff in the near future? And it doesn't sound like it would ever necessarily be as a coordinator, but, I mean, you did hear him say that he, you know, still doesn't mind being around, you know, the game and the coaches. And it was kind of an interesting job that he had at Arkansas.
Yeah.
As the director of student-athlete and staff development. And I always feel like, you know, you hear these stories that come out of Ohio State just recently. I mean, Nebraska was faced with this with a couple of players too, and just some of the behavior that we've seen in collegiate sports that, you know, puts some of these teams and puts, you know, a handful of people, you know, the majority of the roster, kind of in bad light because of the actions of a few. I just feel like the more people like Turner Gill that you have involved with making that transition from whatever situation you came from, you know, or whatever level you came from, you need people like Turner Gill, in my opinion, people that do understand that they can take that student and that they can pull them aside and they can really try to drive home that message, because we know coaches always try to do that. They always try to be a father figure to a lot of their players, but they also have so much other focus on game planning, recruiting. There's so many things going on. I just think of those types of positions like a director of student athlete and staff development. And I'm not trying to say, hey, Nebraska, this is what you need to do. You need to get Scott Frost on board, because I believe Ron Brown has a similar role as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ron Brown's kind of filling that role right now, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't see any problem with bringing back Turner Gill as well, having Turner Gill, Ron Brown around Scott Frost, and then Turner Gill's a family friend of ours, so I would be all for having him around again.
Well, and I think a lot of people sort of say, hey, boy, I like to have Turner Gill around to help out from a competitive standpoint, you know, the product on the field. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Turner Gill more in football involved in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And I just think the way that he is able to interact with young people, especially ones that are a little bit more immature, that have not really seen, you know, the big picture, and have not had a chance to see and understand maybe the consequences of their actions, whether they're small or big, you need people like Turner Gill, because I think he does it as good as anybody. That's the one thing. And I'm not saying – I mean, he's a good coach. He is a tremendous football mind.
Yeah.
But I think one of his greatest strengths is just his ability to be able to motivate and to be able to communicate with young athletes.
Oh, for sure. And you brought it up earlier. But, yeah, if you would just go back on YouTube and watch his day where he announces his retirement and just telling his players that, you know, he's not going to be there anymore. He broke down. And just, it's a guy who cares about his players, and he's just a tremendous guy of high character and high faith, and somebody I look up to for sure.
Yeah, it's all genuine. It's exactly what you hear. It's exactly how he feels. And, yeah, I feel like collegiate athletics needs more people like him. And so it'll be great to hear him speak tonight, though, again. He, Mike Rozier, and Irving Fryer together in person for the first time since their playing days in Nebraska. That's going to be a lot of fun.